Mark Levine is he's an interesting man. He's a constitutional attorney. He's worked in the US Congress, so he knows the business side of politics, and now has a nationally syndicated radio and TV talk show, which he hosts. And if you have a look at Mark Levine. That's L-E-V-I-N-E, talk.com. So marklevinetalk.com. Really interesting site. And he joins us now. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Glad to be with you. We call them potholes in America.
You don't call them black spots.
No, we call them potholes. I didn't realize that was culturally different. I thought everyone called them potholes.
Oh,
they're black spots.
Oh no, we've got potholes too. But the black spot is one of those, is like a pothole that swallows you up.
Oh, that's a pretty big pothole. we call them sinkholes. Yeah.
And you've got some of them.
We've got a lot of roads
here. We do, in Florida particularly.
Now, Mark, Thanksgiving.
Yes.
We don't have it. And frankly, it's the one holiday that I envy you for having. Mm. It's a great holiday.
It is. It's a very sweet holiday because it's not focused on all the gift giving. It's focused on family and being thankful. It's kind of nice. It's kind of a shame that it came from a tradition where 400 years ago, basically we took over all the Native American land, and they were kind to us, so we celebrate that, and then we got rid of most of them. So
I know.
If you look at it past, of course, Australia has its own kind of ugly past that way, too, so yeah. Maybe we shouldn't go there.
Yeah, we don't have a public holiday on it.
But the American Indians, or the Native Americans, were very good to us, and or at least to our initial pilgrims, and that's where the holiday began, and it's been celebrated at the end of November for quite some time.
The holidays, a lot of these festivals in the U.S. are they're quite ritualized. Well, it seems to me.
Yeah.
And Thanksgiving is one of those. Is that correct in terms of what you eat and I don't know.
You have to have turkey and cranberry sauce, and you can have something else. There's no law against it, but virtually everyone does, and it's a celebration of early Americana. It's nice that it sort of brings everyone together. I mean, I'm Jewish. I don't celebrate Christmas, but Thanksgiving, like the 4th of July, Labor Day, Memorial Day, it's sort of an all-American holiday that everyone can participate in.
Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't realize until a little earlier this morning as I was reading up about Thanksgiving that the different American states celebrated it on different days until Abraham Lincoln, in the middle of the Civil War, sort of codified it and said, right, we're going to all celebrate it on this one national day.
That's correct. It was just a local holiday, mostly celebrated in Massachusetts and places that knew the pilgrims. It extended from state to state, but that's exactly right. It became codified as the last Thursday in November, and then later on as the fourth Thursday in November, which is usually the last one. But you're right. Abraham Lincoln is the one who began it.
Now, speaking of Abraham Lincoln, we've had his 150th anniversary of his Gettysburg Address. More attention, though, on JFK being assassinated, the 50th anniversary.
Much more. I think it's because, obviously, there are a number of people who are over the age of 50 who can remember the assassination, and it's really the first time to really discuss it, you know, the big 50 years. I think Gettysburg, we hopefully are finally done with the Civil War in America. I don't mean to knock it. It was obviously a brutal war. More Americans died than all our other wars put together, and it definitely the Gettysburg Address is something to be remembered. But I think Kennedy and his assassination is just a lot more present to more Americans than you know, the Gettysburg Address.
And you've got the vision of it.
We have pictures. Exactly. We don't have movies of the Gettysburg Address. There's no film.
That's got to help.
You know, we like action films in America, and there's a lot more action, you know, on film. Sorry, exactly. I'm sorry to say.
Do you know, we're talking to Mark Levine from marklevinetalk.com, if you want to check out his website, American radio host. Mark, you know when we talk about rituals, I had a short time in Louisville working on the Louisville Courier Journal.
Really?
Yes, I did.
That's near my hometown of Nashville, Tennessee. That's a couple hours away.
And I remember showing them photos of our family at Christmas lunch, and mm-hmm. they were all politely looking at it until one of the journalists there said, "Hey, Matt, what's with those little paper hats?"
And you wear paper hats?
Well, we had these little, you know, in Australia, when you pop
the crackers.
The crackers, you know, those, is that what, bonbons. We call them, the bonbons. You know, the paper, you probably don't have these either. And there are things.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No,
what candy is.
These are like the little paper tubes And one person grabs one end, another person grabs the other end, and you pull them and they snap open. They make like a little bang noise when you do it. And inside there's a little crap present, a really lame joke, and there's a paper hat.
And you put on your paper hat and you look really
everybody
silly.
Everybody sits around the table with these paper hats on. You see, I'd never questioned it.
No wonder people laugh at Australians. I had no idea you did this.
Yeah, and you try and explain to somebody why you're all sitting around wearing these little crowns made out of tissue paper. I was lost for words.
And it's about 40...
So I would call that Australian piñata, I guess.
Yeah, but Mark, what you have to fully understand this, you have to realise that it's probably about 40 degrees in the shade at this point.
Oh, that's true. It's very hot there.
It's very hot.
And we're eating turkey and pudding. Yeah, it does, sort of. But maybe the hats keep you cool. I've never quite worked it out. Yeah.
Now, does your Santa live at the South Pole?
No.
Okay, I don't know.
We have the whole European model of Christmas, and American, I suppose, in terms of the weather, but it's all transplanted into a stinking hot climate.
Because you think dashing in the snow and a lot more snow can play, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. Yeah. No, it's mad.
Well, that's because it's not exclusively, but predominantly a European culture has been.
Sure.
Has dumped here over the last 200 years.
Yeah.
And you know, we're a million miles from everywhere. As John Cleese says, there are planets that are closer than Australia.
You have New Zealand, and that's all you have.
That's right.
And then a lot of ocean. Now, on just a final, if we can pull this onto some sort of serious note, this deal with Iran, arrangement, how significant is that?
Well, I think the answer is we'll see. It's a six-month interim deal. And if it leads to a real deal that gets Iran to give up its nuclear weapons or its nuclear weapons program, I think Obama will be hailed as a peacemaker around the globe and everyone will say he was brilliant. If in 6 months it turns out Iran was cheating and developed them all along, then he'll be universally attacked and said this was a really idiotic deal. So the answer is we really won't know until the 6 months are up. A lot of people are skeptical and a lot of people are hopeful. For me, I think it was about the best we could get, at least at the beginning. So I'm both hopeful and skeptical if I can be.
Okay. So it's one of those everyone will wait and see, as we like to say in the media business.
It's a deal to make a deal. It's a deal to stop everything and while they talk for six more months. Now, if nothing comes at the end of 6 months, I think people will say that this deal was short-sighted. If we actually get a deal at the end of 6 months, then I think it'll be really hailed as a great idea. And we just don't know yet.
I think if they all sat around the table and wore little paper hats, everything would be a lot happier.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure. My guess is you're pretty sloshed while you're wearing those.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why it makes sense. Yep.
You've eaten a lot of food.
Mark, thank you so much for talking to us.
My pleasure.
Mark Levine.
We cover the big issues.
As in green, but it is spelled as in vine. So Mark Levine .com. Mark Levine Talk. com if you're looking at having a look at his website. Interesting man, and joins us every few weeks, part of our Letter from America.